I did not, and neither did the campaign. In fact, that is why segment 2 and 3 and 4 and maybe 5 were scheduled. The campaign said, right on, good, you're showing your independence, this is what America needs to see, and it was a good interview. And of course I'm thinking, if you thought that was a good interview, I don't know what a bad interview was, because I knew it wasn't a good interview.
Okay, what about this moment when Katie asks you about the books and the magazines that you read?
When it comes to establishing your worldview, I was curious, what newspapers and magazines did you regularly read before you were tapped for this to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
I've read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
Like, what ones specifically, I'm curious, that you...
All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety of sources where we get our news. Alaska isn't a foreign country, where it's kind of suggested, it seems like, wow, how could you keep in touch with what the rest of Washington, D.C. may be thinking and doing when you live up there in Alaska? Believe me, Alaska is like a microcosm of America.
Now, obviously, you've read books and magazines. Why didn't you just name some books or magazines?
Well, and obviously, I have, of course, all my life, right? I'm a lover of books and magazines and newspapers. By the time she asked me that question, even though it was kind of early on in the interview, I was already so annoyed, and it was very unprofessional of me to wear that annoyance on my sleeve. But it was like
you couldn't think of any in the moment?
No, it was more like, are you kidding me? Are you really asking me? To me, it was in the context of, do you read? How do you stay informed? Your way up there, it seemed like she was discovering this nomadic tribe, a member of a tribe from some Neanderthal cave in Alaska, asking me, how do you stay in touch with the real world? That's how I took the question. So I kind of, well, didn't kind of, I did. I rolled my eyes and was annoyed with the question and thought, you know, I think that this is a problem with the state of journalism today, is no matter what I say to her, it will probably be twisted, perceived as a bit negative.
Okay, but when you finished that interview, and
yeah.
We've all, well, maybe you all haven't done them, but okay, we've all been in situations, if not an interview, we've all been in a situation where you leave and you say, I wish I had said something different. So when you finished that interview, did you think, I wished I had just named some magazines?
Absolutely. Then we probably wouldn't be talking about it today.
So you're saying now that the reason why you had the responses to Katie Couric is because you were annoyed with her?
Well, I was annoyed with where we were, what we were doing at the time. And one of these segments, too, we had just come off the most amazing rally, working the rope line for I don't know how long, these energized, awesome people, and I'm pumped up, just over the top pumped up with energy and so happy, and we're running backstage, and my friend Bexy, she opens the curtain for me to get backstage, and there's the perky one, again, with the microphone, and the camera's rolling, and I'm like, dang, you know, give me just a couple of minutes
to
gather.
You mean Katie.
With all due respect, yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty perky too.
No. just a bit. And I talk a lot about the Katie Couric interview in the book because I want the transcript too to speak for itself, mm-hmm. to show that she asked me 12 different times my position on abortion and the morning after pill. She did not want, I guess, to hear my first candid, truthful response about being pro-life and wanting to usher in a culture of life and empower women to know that they are strong enough and smart enough to have that child. I gave my answer and she asked it again. And it kind of
although you do in the very beginning of the book when you talk about being in New Orleans and discovering that you were pregnant, and you say in Going Rogue that for a split second
it was easy to understand why a woman would feel that it's easier to just do away with some less than ideal circumstances, to do away with the problem. I could certainly understand why a woman would feel that way.
Yes. You say, I'm here, nobody knows, it would be so easy.
Absolutely.
And in that moment, you're thinking it would be so easy if I had an abortion.
Not so much a consideration, but an understanding of why a woman would go down that road of thinking that this is the easy way to handle the situation, understanding that thought would enter a woman's mind. It also, though, really solidified my position that, yep, there are less than ideal circumstances in so many of our lives. It's how we will react to those circumstances, how we will plow through them and make the most of what we've been given. And, of course, I talk a lot about that baby in the book because